welcome to Burst the Bubble with me, Michael Quintero, and my guest this week, David Proctor.
Hi there.
We've got some interesting news stories for you coming up. We're going to be taking a look at ninjas. I just love the fact that we've got ninjas in the show this week.
That looks pretty good, yeah.
And also, our totally unscientific survey this week is, are you a liar? So if you can get in touch with us, and we're going to try and see whether or not science students and art students, whether one of them lies more than the other, using our totally unscientific survey. So can you email in at studio@cur1350.co.uk, or you can go onto the website www.cur1350.co.uk. apparently we're not sure whether the text is actually working at the moment, but you can try texting studio and your message to 07786 202430, and I'll let you know in a little while if we've got any of those through. Not quite sure. We've been having some technical problems with those. But yeah, lots of interesting stories as ever. If you've got any particular stories that you've got comments on any of them, email us in. We love your emails. And we'll get started straight away just after this.
So you are 1350.
And that was Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. Now, our first story for you this week is a bit of an international story. A bit sad and a bit of a warning to us all. A young Chinese woman was left partially deaf following a passionate kiss from her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's... You don't want that to happen.
This has horrified me. I mean, I
know, Michael. You must have... must be really worried now.
It just sounds like something that you just completely don't expect out of the blue.
Yeah,
you're enjoying yourself with your boyfriend, or I assume girlfriend. I assume it's not just limited to women kissing their boyfriends.
Or more testing is needed.
Yeah, suddenly you've lost the hearing in one of your ears. Have you ever had anything like bad happen to you, like what, while you've been kissing? No.
I've never had my ears blow out. I mean, that would be a bit scary. Why wasn't it both ears?
I assume after one ear bursts, it just there's not enough pressure to burst the other.
Or maybe it just goes straight through that one. Maybe she can breathe out of that ear now.
The China Daily apparently said, while kissing is normally very safe, doctors advise people to proceed with caution. I'm not quite sure what that means. How do you proceed with caution?
I don't know, really. It's perplexing. The text is working.
The text is actually working. We've just had confirmation of that through. So, that's something you can do without worrying about any possible repercussions. Yep. I assume, unless somehow you're texting to the radio station
or texting while kissing.
Yeah, don't text while you're kissing.
Don't do that.
You really should be paying more attention to what you're actually doing. I'm sure that there must be some people who can text while they're kissing. They're just randomly, they just do it by touch.
By touch typing, yeah.
Oh, that's no.
Yeah, I
can't see that being a good idea. Could you imagine if you managed to combine those things and managed to, because you were concentrating on your touch typing, on your texting, that you did manage to make your significant other partially deaf?
They would be furious with you, to be honest.
Yeah, so this is something. Please only text us when it is safe and legal to do so. I think
make sure it's safe and legal.
It's a standard terminology here. As well as contacting us, studio@cur1350.co.uk, or going onto the website www.cur1350.co.uk, you can also text us at the studio here by sticking studio at the start of your text and sending your message to 07786 202430. That is 07786 202430. And this might be a bit embarrassing, but if you've got any stories about things going wrong when you've been with a loved one, I actually one guy that I know managed to. He made a mistake of having some candles out while he was with a lady friend, and he managed to knock one of them over.
Ah, yes.
Luckily, he managed to put the blaze out. But it's not something you really want to be doing. It's like, excuse me, dear. I'm terribly sorry, but I'm going to have to curtail this slightly. The room seems to be on fire.
That is a risk. You don't want to have to do that.
No. So, yeah. If you've got any comments on that and any stories, please get in touch.
See you all. 1350.
Yes, that was the Gorillaz with Feel Good Inc. We've started to get a couple of texts in from regarding our totally unscientific survey, which is, do you lie? And we are also asking you whether you're an art student or a science student, or consider yourself those for those of you who aren't students. Obviously, we have no way of telling if you're lying on this. We've got one person who... One person who seems to have said that... where's it gone? Here we are. From the text, someone said, me, a liar? Of course not. From an art student. Honest.
Who's honest ahem? Is he the guy who sent the text?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I wouldn't buy someone trying to...
Someone trying to translate into text what we get if they phoned us. But sadly, the phone isn't working at the moment.
I wouldn't buy a car from someone called Honest Ahem.
We've had one suggestion to how to be a safe kisser. Kiss through a sheet of cling film.
Yep, that would work.
That's from Sarah. I assume that would stop any eardrum incidents. I've got to hold up my hands here and apologise because it's just been pointed out to us by one of our listeners called James that news story is actually a bit older than I expected. It's just turned up on the BBC News most read list again.
Comes to you from a time warp, it seems.
So apologies for that, but I think I feel justified in having that story on here because I've not spoken about it before on this show.
That makes it new.
And B, also, obviously, something has happened that has meant that people are caring about this story. Has there been a spate of kissing related injuries?
I don't know. Maybe people have been kissing through cling film, but it's kind of gone all the way through, and the cling film burst, and it's had a blowback. So they're researching it again.
Yeah,
very bad.
Keep your emails and texts. We've got texts working. Coming in, and we're moving on to now what is perhaps the best news story of the past week.
It is amazing. Yes,
I saw this one and I couldn't believe it.
Yep, I'd seen it. I'd read it several times before you sent me the required reading list. So it's pretty amazing.
It's ninjas in the news.
Yep, ninjas are in the news.
Even better than that, Australian ninjas,
and more than one of them.
Yeah, apparently there are some muggers in Australia who foolishly decided to mug someone outside where people were practicing ninjutsu.
Not a good option.
No, I think it was a medical student who was there who was getting mugged, and one of the ninjas in training. Is the plural ninjas? Or
I don't know. I think it's ninja.
Is it one ninja, two ninja?
I think it's just ninja.
Ninjai?
I don't know.
Ninja Podes?
Could be. What was Ninja Podes from?
I don't know. People say the plural of octopus is octopodes, so perhaps the correct plural of ninja is ninja podes.
What about mongoose?
Mongoose podes. I don't know,
because it's one mongooses.
I like mongoose.
Okay.
I can't help but feel we're getting distracted from the ninjas.
By mongoose, though.
There are ninjas.
And ninjas, yeah.
Although there's a brilliant quote here from the Ninja Master, which doesn't exactly instill me with confidence. We just ran outside and started running at them, yelling and everything. That doesn't sound like a well-known ninja technique.
Apparently it worked. Well, they only caught two of them. They only caught two of them, so.
Oh,
yeah. Didn't catch them all, so it doesn't work that well.
No, but
maybe if they weren't in training, they'd have been, you know.
How do you practice your running at them, yelling and everything?
I don't know. It would be quite intimidating if you do it well, I think, but it's probably hard to do. It probably requires a lot of focus and so on.
They're wearing their black ninja outfits, which I suppose helped with the intimidation factor.
Actually, that would probably help quite a lot, yeah.
But I feel it's slightly a shame that it was thieves and not pirates. So
then we could have found that for real. Yeah.
But it's just how often do you get to speak about ninjas in the news?
We could speak about them quite a lot. We just make news up.
There were five of them, so I'm just wondering whether they are in fact called Leonardo, Donatello.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. And Master could be Splinter. Yeah,
and yeah, Split. No, what was the? Which one was Splinter?
The rat.
Oh yes, the rat.
Who's in charge?
The master.
Who's the head honcho?
Yeah, so we've got Splinter and his four Teenage Mutant Ninja humans.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. Are you sure these are real ninjas?
Well, they're training ninjas.
Yeah, I mean, because how did they see them?
Ah.
Because everyone knows you can't see ninjas. They're invisible.
So we've managed to get... Yeah, ninjas are supposed to be stealthy. Now we've got them running at them, yelling and everything.
Wait a minute, these aren't real ninjas.
These aren't real ninjas.
We've been sold a forgery. I bet if you went up to them, those clothes would come right off. You know, they wouldn't be. Yeah,
where are the throwing stars?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I mean, yeah, you can't see ninjas except when they're in pyjama shops buying the uniforms.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed now. Yeah. I got all excited about real ninjas.
We've been had.
But I think we have them. I don't think it's gone so far that we can call this a conspiracy. We seem to be having a lot of conspiracies in the past. I think this one's just us getting sold a dodgy news story.
Yeah, yeah. That's, and on the BBC as well, you know. We've been, you know, standards are slipping.
Yeah. But, you do Tai Chi, don't you, David?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there wouldn't be much use in some senses because you could move at them very slowly, but... Very powerfully. It wouldn't help very much against mugging.
What would it help against? What situations would Tai Chi be far superior to the art of ninjutsu?
Well, if someone's trying to push you over, it would be amazing. I'm on a chair at the moment.
He's on a chair. Tai Chi is meaning that he's very much in that chair.
Yeah. Well, I'm heavier than you, so that's why you're moving away.
He's not coming out of that chair.
Newton's thingy's law. Second, third, fourth.
From ninjas to science.
Oh,
we believe in having a wide education here at Burst the Bubble on CUR 1350.
Yep, yep.
What do you think of the ninjas? Do you think they're real ninjas? Do you think they're fake ninjas?
They're not. We've been had. No. See if anyone's emailed in there. You know, maybe they know more about it than we do.
The emails. I've just pressed the wrong button on the emails. So here we are.
Oh dear, it's self destruct now.
Ooh,
look at that.
We've got someone who might be more intelligent than a ninja here, who's trying to rig our poll. I think.
I see what he's done.
The person who answers after me is lying. He's obviously like somehow trying to tell the future.
That's pretty good.
I'm impressed. Can ninja do that?
I guess they probably can. Real ones can. Yeah. Yeah, those ones probably can't. I mean, they're Australian ninjas, which is a bit bizarre.
Perhaps that's how... Perhaps
they can walk on. They can stand upside down and hang on, though, apparently, if they're in Australia. So, you know, that is one power they've got.
Oh, yeah, ninjas, that'd be useful. They could drop down behind people.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Perhaps that's how ninjas, like, once they're past trainees, just can't be seen. They can see the future.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And
they know you can see them.
I think we've proved now that these were not real ninjas, because real ninjas would have seen the future and managed to disarm all three of the...
All of them, yeah.
All three of them.
From above.
From above.
Yep.
Without being spotted.
Yep.
And without being in the news at all.
Yep, no question of it. For this survey, right, you're asking people... Would it be better to ask them if they were lying? Do you lie on surveys? Would that be a better question?
We've asked the question now.
Right, because it strikes me, you know, they might lie about lying. So the better question would be, do you lie on surveys?
Yeah, it's a totally unscientific survey. We're not applying any sort of rigorous testing to this. That's our key point that we're making
of
the survey.
No science. Right.
No.
Okie dokie. Did the BBC do a survey about this?
No science, just ninjas.
Okay. So you
are. Well, that was Bruce Springsteen with Growing Up, which was going to bring us appropriately onto our next story. But just before that, we've had a couple of emails and texts.
Oh, yes.
We've had some people saying that ninjas are just training for the next Russell Crowe film. That's from a Glenda, apparently, by text.
Was that like Robin Hood with ninjas? That would be awesome.
I like that.
Do you reckon we could get a few million quid for it?
I don't know. I think you should write up the screenplay first.
Well, yeah, you need like a 30-second pitch though.
30-second pitch.
Yeah. What would it be like?
I'm not sure whether just like Russell Crowe, Robin Hood,
and some
ninjas.
Yeah. If we get like Jet Li.
That would
help, I think. Yeah. That's a good pitch. Yeah.
Good pitch. Another one's James. Hello, James. James is what seems to be listening quite a lot at the moment. He's saying it's just the ninjas behaving like they're rubbish to throw us off the scent.
The ninja smell particularly. What's the smell of ninja? Can you buy a perfume? Is it like Eau de Ninja?
Yeah. Ninja by Calvin Klein.
Yeah, you can't see it, of course, because it's a scent. Yeah, you can't. Maybe ninjas are in fact just a scent.
Oh, I like it. But the ninjas behaving like they're rubbish as well as on scent. What are these ninjas going to get up to next? Only arresting 2 out of 3 people to throw us off the scent. Perhaps they're going to be taking over the world.
Yeah, well, maybe there are 6 of them in this room already. You could check on the webcam. Is there a webcam here?
Yeah, we have a webcam.
I wish I'd worn shoes. Hi.
We believe there to be no ninjas around us at the moment.
That's just what they want you to think, Michael.
We had someone trying to use Wikipedia to put us down in.
Everyone
in English, the plural of ninja can be either unchanged as ninja, reflecting the Japanese language's lack of grammatical number, or the regular English plural of ninjas.
Do you think English linguists go to the Japanese people and just lord it over them with our presence of grammatical number and, you know, just generally very rude to them?
Plurals. I don't know, I'd expect they'd just get some sass back saying that, well, we don't have to worry about pluralising our words.
And they might set the ninjas on them as well, so maybe that just puts them off.
Yeah. It also helpfully tells us it's often difficult to separate historical fact from myth.
It's not really. Everyone knows ninjas are real and are invisible.
So, thank you for that. Thank you for that email, Tom. Now we've got people just taking the mic with the poll.
That's uncalled for.
We've had James saying the person who answered before me always lies on polls.
He'd sent the one.
He's the same person. Same person. So that's not a paradox.
It's a trick.
It's not a paradox because they're the same. Unless they're two different Jameses.
Could be.
But at the moment, I'm leaning towards one James who's trying to confuse us and has managed to. But by saying the person. It doesn't have to be a different person there, does it? Oh, no.
No, it's still a paradox.
It just says the person who answered before me always lies on polls. And it's saying I always lie on polls. Oh, no. We've created a logical paradox.
Yep, the computer.
Well
is,
done, James.
If you look on the webcam, you can see smoke coming out of the computer right now.
not really. Ooh. Here we go. What if the class was full of hundreds of ninjas and the 5 that were seen were just a clumsy Clouseau-esque ninjas? That's from Mike.
French detectives who are also ninjas.
That would explain why we've only seen a few and they seemed so rubbish.
Maybe they're just the ones who are that, maybe yeah maybe they are there to throw us off the scent. Yeah.
But before we spend all the entire show talking about ninjas, fun though it is, we'll come back to some more emails in a bit, and if people are still talking about ninjas on the emails, we will talk about ninjas some more.
We could move to pirates.
There's not been any pirate stories that I found.
Okay.
If anyone's got a pirate story that's been in the news, just please email us a link, and we can have instead of pirates versus ninjas, we could just have pirate news stories versus ninja news stories.
Yeah, yeah.
But moving swiftly, well, not so swiftly on, we are moving on to the story of a new playground in Hyde Park in London.
Oh yeah, yeah, Hyde Park. Yeah,
it's not the usual one. It's apparently
not the usual Hyde Park. Have they built a new one? Could nobody find the old one because it was hidden? Found Park instead.
Very funny. No, this new one is that it's a playground specifically designed for older people.
Yeah, for the senior citizens, it seems. Yeah.
So every park has a children's playground, but there are a few facilities for adults and very few for older adults, said Madeline Edison Elston, a member of Knightsbridge Association. I agree with that. I used to love going on the adventure playgrounds.
They were amazing.
They were great, but.
But they start throwing you off after a certain age.
Yeah,
they start saying,
12,
you know, come
14,
on, you know, you're 25
8,
now, get off.
25.
That's what they say to me. Yeah, get off that playground. You know, you're going to break
and
the swing.
So
your feet are touching the floor. That sort of thing.
I'd like some I'd like some adventure playgrounds for us. Perhaps that should be, perhaps that should be what colleges are looking at next. Just building an adventure playground for students. It would help perhaps stop anyone who's might otherwise be inspired to go night climbing on the colleges. Just going to have a nice big set of monkey bars.
That would help. I think
bars probably cheaper than fixing Trinity.
Yeah, or fixing students.
Or fixing students.
Taxpayers' money well spent if you stop students climbing at buildings of four. Off.
Yeah, so the getting back to this this one, there's six pieces of equipment apparently imported from Denmark to be just simple, gentle, twisting, swinging, walking exercise.
Yep.
Although apparently there's a sit-up apparatus as well.
I'm not sure if many people who are 80 want to do too many sit-ups.
And I do like the fact that only the under-15s are specifically warned off by notices.
Yeah.
It is not a grandparent and grandchild facility. It could be a grandparent and grandchild facility, I suppose. As soon as the grandchild's 16.
Yeah, I could take my granddad there. I'm okay.
That does a nice social trip.
Go
to Hyde Park. And I think this is good. Encouraging people to exercise more, and the older generation setting an example by doing.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I think it's pretty good. After 40 grand it costs, apparently.
That's
less than £10,000 a piece of equipment.
Yeah, that sounds, considering the sums of money you sometimes hear being bandied about on the internet. On the news, that sounds
bargain.
That sounds good. Hello, apparently there's a wonderful quote here on this website. So someone saying, asking if they knew about the older person's playground, and said, "I'm not old. I don't want to look old." Come on, surely you can afford to be grown up about this and not care if you look a bit old if you're on some nice equipment which has been put in specifically for people like you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've just noticed actually on that website there's another thing there: volcano special under holidays travel. You can go on a special volcano tour, so you can go to Iceland when everyone is trying to avoid Iceland. You can buy a special £300 package tour to go and see the volcano. Does that strike you as a bad idea? Possibly you don't come back. I don't know.
Going back to the texts, we had another email regarding our poll. It's not really a poll answer, but it's talking about it. Apparently in October 2008, the Daily Express looked into the issue of lying and found out that parents tell their children an average of 3,000 fibs as they grow up.
Wow.
I want to know what sort of age range that's between. Is that between like 0 and 18? How many is that a year?
That's quite a lot of years, isn't it?
That's not quite 200 a year.
Yeah, I mean, well, is it the same one every time? Because it could be like, you know, yes, I am your father. Yeah.
Apparently nearly a quarter of the children surveyed were victims of the ice cream van plays music to tell children it's run out of ice cream.
That would just torment them, you know. These ice cream vans are just mean people who, you know, play happy music to tell you they've run out of ice cream and they're just happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, if it was to tell you that they've run out of music, sure, you'd expect some sort of funereal
dum 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 dum. Yeah, that's something.
That was very musical there, David.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
And we had another text. Do you know that? Oh dear! Apparently, we're having some technical problems. I'm not quite sure what's happening there. Sorry, we can't do anything about that at the moment. Following on, people are taking these logical things and running with it and saying now someone has compounded the logical crisis.
Oh, goodness me.
Phil telling us that James never lies.
Oh, good God. This survey has become Turing complete. I believe its logic may be more intelligent than I am now.
Ah, no. Just a not very nice text message suggesting that... I'm not going into that one, Saf. That's not very nice. Suggesting we apologise.
No, can't have that.
Just going too far with the exam stress there.
Stop people getting stressed. That's what it's for.
Yeah, I think adventure playgrounds would stop people getting.
They
stressed.
They wouldn't do that with them. No,
they would get getting stressed during the exam period. And I'm going back now to James Never Lies again. I prefer
that's
that
better,
email.
Yeah.
I think we prefer that one.
Yeah.
No. So. Yeah, I think we're just compounding the problem. If I now say that something like all of the emails and texts we get in are true.
Yep. It might turn into Skynet.
Are they all true? We had Mike emailing us in saying that our survey reminds us of the old puzzle about guards guarding doors, and you have to work which door leads to heaven. Which door leads to heaven with a single question. First guard always tells the truth, the second guard always lies, and the third guard stabs people who ask complicated questions.
It's good odds, to be honest with you.
I think the obvious solution here, given what we've been talking about today, is to hire some ninjas.
Yep.
And use them to take out the guards, and since you've got so many ninjas, just send them through the doors and see which ones report back. Yeah. And also it doesn't say what's behind the other doors. Perhaps we had one door is heaven, and then what one door is heaven light, and yeah, the other door is a sign saying wah wah wah.
You
just have to go back and go through the door that goes to heaven.
I mean, everyone knows a complicated question that you ask that finds out the answer, but
everyone's seen Labyrinth.
Yeah, we've all seen that, but the thing is, If you've only got one question, then it's pretty good odds, because there's only one third chance of being stabbed.
Yeah, that is a good point. So please, everyone down there, we'd just like to work out whether or not artists or scientists lie more. We've had one person claiming artists lie more because they lie about the worth of their degrees, which I think is a controversial, contentious point.
That's controversial, yeah.
Despite the fact that both of us in the studio at the moment are scientists, we're not making any comment at all there.
I claim to be a scientist.
And then another art student saying they would never lie. Honest.
Yeah, that's honest ahem. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if you have honest ahem, could you get back in touch with us and tell us what you think about scientists? Whether they lie?
We know somebody who wants to buy a car from you, for one thing.
Okay. And yeah, please, thank you very much for all of the emails and texts you sent in so far. This is Burst the Bubble on CUR 1350. Yes, this is Burst the Bubble on CUR 1350, and that was Wolf Mother with Joker and the Thief.
That was a good song, that.
Yes, and
the song before, pinching it from all along the Watchtower.
And a song before that was Growing Up by Bruce Springsteen. Yep. Missed that one. Okay, we've had a couple more emails. James is continuing in his one-man mission to destroy the universe through logic, by claiming that I never once told the truth and neither has Phil.
If the logic gets any more complicated, it might turn to Skynet and take over the world. You heard it here first.
I think I need a diagram to actually work out what is going on here. I'm terribly confused now. We've also had a reply to we've got a small amount of pirate news stories.
Yeah.
One of them is a rugby union team.
Oh yeah, what kind of rugby is that?
Pardon?
Well, which one is union?
Union's the one where they need more people.
Right. Why? Are they less strong or something?
I don't know.
They're not run as fast? Do they team up?
The Cornish Pirates overcame Munster. So is that like the Adams family?
23-14, it says. So it's not really fair if the Cornish Pirates started off with 23 men, to be honest. Well, it could be women. Is that how it works? I don't know.
It's 23 Munster 14, so that's what pirates would be doing. Which sports do you think ninjas would be good at? If pirates are apparently good at rugby union, winning the inaugural British and Irish Cup?
I don't know, really. I guess they'd be good at any sports involving sneaking up on people.
I don't think there are that many. I imagine they're supposed to be graceful, so perhaps ninja ballet.
Yeah, ninja ballet. Is ballet a sport?
No. I'm sure there must be competitive ballet.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Extreme deathmatch ballet.
Anything is pretty awesome if you put extreme deathmatch in the front of it and put ninjas in it.
Extreme deathmatch radio broadcasting.
Yep.
Wait. Coming soon to you.
I'm scared now.
With ninja. Yep. No. Ninjas are quite acrobatic. I think basketball.
Yeah, they'd be good at basketball.
Suddenly you realise that there's a ninja down the other side who's just slam dunked the basketball
by standing on the ceiling. Yeah,
by standing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
The other slightly more serious news story is Russian freeing some of the Somalian pirates earlier this month. But
yeah,
that's not as recent as rugby.
So it's more recent than the kissing one, though, isn't it?
More recent than the kissing. Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
You will be.
I'm sorry about that one.
Yeah. Wait till the Ministry of Truth catches up with you.
But I asked why Russia released the pirates. The news were told them by a colonel, why should we feed some pirates?
It's a good question. So they might starve otherwise, in all fairness.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the pirates. I think the oh dear. We had an email apparently from Skynet telling us the entire poll is a lie.
I warned you. I said you turned it alive and we're all going to die now.
Yep, Skynet. If you happen to listen to any of the previous shows when we were talking about blenders and DVD players getting together and robots not being allowed to use knives, we're sorry.
Yep.
We didn't mean it. We're just trying to be funny.
We're not as funny. We're not as sorry as we're going to be by the sound of things. But you know, we are sorry even now.
Yeah. We're quite sorry.
Yeah.
Going back to Cubans and technology.
Oh yes.
We've got a story about French car maker Renault. I'm just checking the date on this, just to make sure this was actually this week.
It was carved on stone tablets. Apparently, it's a bit old.
No. Apparently, Renault is thinking of calling a car model Zoe, and a Parisian who is called Zoe Renault is facing a backlash. And it's just been pointed out to me that this story is written by a Zoe as well. So
yeah, Zoe Murphy.
Impartiality might not be entirely...
Get on for the BBC about that.
might not be entirely... being held to in this news story, but... Zoe is apparently for means life in Greek. So this is just giving more suggestions to the machine intelligences, like naming a car Life.
Yeah, that's not good, is it? Spirit's going to get upset at some point.
You can like forget the fact that it might cause someone to be named like a car. I mean, sure, we all remember Ford Prefect in Douglas Adams.
Oh, yes, he thought it nicely inconspicuous, didn't he?
Yeah, a bit of him. You think he noticed that the cars were kind of like big and metallic.
Yeah, he didn't do very good research, if I'm correctly.
But,
unlike this quality radio programme.
Apparently, the name Zoe was chosen to underline the car's environmental credentials because apparently it's zero emission.
Zoe's quite a common name in France, apparently. So lots of people are, you know, getting upset about the fact that this car's going to be called Zoe. I don't know if anyone called. I don't know. Zara Phillips. Is she annoyed about the Citroen Zara Picasso? I don't think so.
Oh yeah, well she's not called Zara Picasso.
No,
this Zoe is actually called Zoe Renault.
That's a stupid name.
Don't insult people's names.
Oh, all right then. Sorry if your name's Zoe Renault.
Zoe is a sixth most popular girl's name in France last year.
Yeah.
So,
I've just insulted quite a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Yeah, don't insult the Zoes.
Yeah,
we've already got Skynet after us. We don't want the Zoes. We don't want Zoes after us as well.
Yeah.
That beats our suggestions. We had a text suggesting that ninjas would be great at cheerleading.
That's true.
One person you can see balanced on a stacking of invisible people would be incredible.
That's true.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
Sarah, I think you've beaten us in that bit of the show. So, yeah.
I didn't know it was competitive.
Yeah, well, it's not really, but
it is now.
There's nothing we can do which is going to be better than that.
No, it's true. So you are 1350.
And that was David Bowie with Ashes to Ashes. Of course, Ashes to Ashes finished on the TV this week, so we thought we'd be vaguely topical.
See Gene Hunt off in his Audi Quattro.
Yep. And now
was that somebody's name? Audi Quattro.
I don't know. Apparently, someone's just
Susie
told us,
Quattro. Perhaps she had a brother called Audi. Do you think that could happen?
Maybe. Yeah. We've had a suggestion here that Ford Prefect didn't have such a bad idea naming himself after a car. Austin Healey got away with it.
Yeah, as did Audi Quattro.
We're just coming right to the end of the show now, so we're going to try and predict tomorrow's news today. This week, in honour of our poll, which is Truth or Lies, which was based on the fact that a poll has been released recently, which said that apparently women lie less than men, or at least
Lie in polls, less men.
Like, no, or at least in polls, women claim to have lied.
Yes,
less than men claim to have lied.
Yeah,
that was where we got our idea for all the pollen. We never came to a definitive answer whether or not scientists or artists lie more.
The answer was maybe.
I think the conclusion that we can draw is that both of them accuse the other one of lying more.
Yeah.
Yes, apparently. Apparently, the average British man tells 3 lies a day.
3? That's quite a lot.
Yeah, the average woman, twice a day.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's really enough to justify having the moral high ground there without further evidence.
Not really, no.
But, yes, we're going to talk a couple of other news stories, and we're going to use them to predict the next week's news headlines, and we're going to toss a coin to see whether we are, in fact, telling the truth or lying.
Right, so I've got a coin here.
So,
is it my coin or your coin?
Your coin, I think.
Oh, yes, it's got a picture of the Queen on it. Yeah. I had one with a picture of the Queen on it. That's mine.
Ready? Okay. Firstly, the fact that Wimbledon have appointed a poet. So the news story for next week will be that...
Pardon? Oh, they've appointed a beatboxer next week. That's clearly the next step.
Yes, they're appointed a beatboxer.
Let's find out. Ready?
Heads is true.
There is heads. What does heads mean?
Heads means it's true.
Oh, right.
So,
Wimbledon beatboxer next week.
Wimbledon beatboxer.
Pock.
Just going pock. Pock.
making
the noise.
Oh, yeah. That's a genius idea. And maybe he's going to like step it up as he goes along, and maybe as he goes along. That'd be great.
Let first service. There's an album in that.
In fact, he could just do the commentating, and you know, yeah, that's awesome. Next,
okay. I like that. Yeah. Okay, next. There was a man who apparently worked on. Kind of surprised this is a story. A pensioner spends over 7 years doing a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle rather than going out on an adventure playground, obviously, and then finds one piece is missing. So in 5 years. The news story will be that he's done a 10,000-piece jigsaw puzzle and found 2 pieces missing.
Two pieces, okay.
Is that true?
Ready,
is true? Tails, it's false.
I dropped the coin.
Go on, hurry up. We've not got much time left.
Tails.
Oh, no.
Three pieces will be missing.
It's false. Sadly, that one's not going to happen.
Is this one about Blackadder?
So Blackadder's codpiece went for some silly amount.
It was sold at auction. Blackadder's codpiece, I mean, all things.
So,
£850. I thought you could get more for it than that.
So, our prediction for next week is that his trousers go for more than that.
Well, because you need them to go with it. So,
yeah, it's part of the set.
Yeah,
people will realise this and try to milk it. So, let's see.
Toss the coin. What we got? Oh, tails. Oh no, they won't sell it. Maybe the trousers came for free with it.
Yeah, perhaps they did. Well,
maybe so.
Sadly, that's all we've got time for on Burst the Bubble this week. We've got a Facebook page you can go on to, and we're now on Twitter at Cam Burst Bubble. So follow us there. Thank you, David, and
all
everyone
right,
who wrote in.
Bye.